Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, Mike Lindell is with us. Mike Lindell joins us for five more minutes, and he is really excited, laying out a lot of key information. The corporate media told us no evidence of fraud was there. Now it's coming out everywhere. Attorney generals are getting involved. A bunch of states are involved. And he is right in the middle of it, really giving exclusive information. So recap in the next few minutes what you broke down in the last 30 and then any other key pieces of information, Mike.
Okay. So everybody out there, I just want to tell you, I've been, since the Cyber Symposium, meeting with all these states, right up to the attorney generals. We get all these attorney generals. This case that's going to the Supreme Court, which will drop on November 23rd at 9 a.m., and they say, how many attorney generals? I hope to have, it'd be nice to have all 50, because all 50 states were where there was a cyber attack through the machines. But we have all the attorney generals that are going on there, and we're bringing this case. Now, the case we're bringing is to get this election pulled down. This was a fraudulent election. China attacked us, and to get it pulled down, that would be the relief. There's a lot of options the Supreme Court will have. Maybe a new election. Maybe they throw it back to the state. They're going to have all kinds of options. But what we knew is we need you out there to also put pressure on the Supreme Court. And the way you can do that, we got a website called fix2021st.com. You can go there and sign the petition today at fix2021st.com. But also, during this time, we have frankspeech.com. Over Thanksgiving, we're going to run for 4 days, and you yourself at home can pull up the evidence or watch us on TV, but you can go to Frank Speech, and you're going to have a tool there, because we put the voter rolls and the people that voted on, we put it on the Frank Speech site. We're going to have that on there. It's going to be up within about a week, and you can also find out what happened in my state, but you can put in your own voter rolls and see things like 20,000 people voted with the same address. 20,000 non-residents voted. They didn't vote. They used their name. So you're going to see fraud that's non-subjective. This is all on the voter rolls. You're going to see why maybe your county, 110% of the people voted. They didn't vote. They used their name. So, and then you guys were in 38 states. And to get you yourself can look up your state, how to find out what you can do in your state to help get rid of these machines once and for all, and we will have a good election in 2022 and get back our country. Or on a parallel track, the Supreme Court pulls down the election of 2020. Remember, we can't go anywhere unless we fix 2020 first.
You're right. And just in closing, what you're doing is great, because they did steal it. There's fraud. They don't want us questioning. You're attacking on all fronts. That is amazing. That's why it's so important for viewers and listeners to do their Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com/Alex. Hundreds of great products. You've got some of your best deals on the special page for InfoWars listeners and viewers. MyPillow.com/Alex. Some of the best deals ever. And that, again, helps keep us on air and helps keep you doing what you're doing. People are crazy to shop with these globalist companies and give their money to them and not to support what we're doing. And the listeners are supporting us, so I appreciate them. In a minute and a half, tell us about MyPillow.com/Alex, Mike.
Well, what we've done is with MyPillow, since all the box stores canceled us and everything, we took those savings. And remember, we have a huge inventory. We make most of the stuff right here in the U.S., so we don't have those problems that they're going to have bringing stuff in. But these are the best products ever, and they actually help you. And so what we set up is great shows like your show, Alex, where you supported us. This is what I've done. I spent tens of millions of dollars on helping to try and get this country saved, basically. And so what we've done is we've said on promo Mike Lindell, I mean, MyPillow.com/Alex, we have the best specials you can get there, even better than MyPillow. So you can get the three patriotic MyPillows and my book for $49.98. That's regular $100 and some. There's three Christmas gifts right there. Plus you're reading my memoir, which will help anybody out there that's in addiction or even entrepreneur or anything. Then we've got one of the best specials on there. You can get the MyPillows now for $19.98 that are regularly $69.98. the standard MyPillow. You can get, we also have king size less than $30, queen size $24.98, but you get the standard size $19.98. You can get all those presents there, and we have slippers now. We have over 100 and some products.
Slippers. Mike, we're out of time. Amazing. Please join us again soon. I'm going to come up and see your factory very soon. Thank you so much, sir, and God bless you. I am taping this update on the morning of Friday, October 22nd, 2021. Listeners who've already tried and really seen the powerful effects of Rainforest Ultra should be excited to know that we've got a limited supply of it in stock, but it'll be sold out at current sales rates by Monday morning. Despite that fact, we're still offering a major discount of 25% off. It is an amazing nootropic. I went to one of the top labs in the country, and I said I want very powerful, quick-acting, extremely clean nootropic that wears off quick, because I want to be able to take it if I've got to work till 10 at night, take it at 7, and for it to wear off by 10. And that's exactly what they did with Brain Force Ultra. Now, we have other great products like Turbo Force that last for 10 hours. It's a different formula. It's over-the-top powerful, so strong I can't even take it. By the way, it's sold out right now. But Brain Force Ultra is really something special. It's 25% off, limited supply. We'll sell out early next week. InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Thank you so much for joining us here. And I've got a clip I want to play of this lady before we get her on. And I was saying, I would love to have somebody like this lady be the president. Leah Mathis is our guest right now. We just had Mike Lindell on. We got Roger Stone and others coming up as well. But Leah Mathis is well-known on social media for being an outspoken of the truth. In fact, after posting a viral video we played earlier this month, her TikTok was taken down, and that was her fourth account. She's been banned on Facebook 27 times, as well as being banned on Twitter and Instagram for the time being. You can also follow her latest, for now, on TikTok at Lili Again with 3 N's. TikTok Lili Again with 3 N's. But she's here with us live right now on InfoWars. But here's the latest video on the COVID situation that got her banned again.
And a gentleman argued with me today, saying that the unvaxxed are dying at a rapid rate compared to the vaccinated. Okay. He wanted me to show him proof and not to tell him to look up his own research. So I provided him with CDC stats and the FDA, where they recalled the PCR test because they were 200% wrong on their positive cases. That was overlooked, completely ignored. I sent him article after article about how West Virginia governor said that 97% of people in the hospitals are double vaxxed. That doesn't count. So imagine still 2 years later thinking that this is about a virus. Imagine still thinking that this is not a power grab by the government. Imagine still thinking that masks save lives. Imagine still thinking that if you're unvaccinated, you're going to die, even though there's a 99.7. I have had COVID. Do you know what I did? I took Advil, and that was fine. I've had worse colds. Why do these people think that getting COVID is an automatic death sentence? Also, why are people only dying in the hospitals? Why aren't more people asking why? Is discernment dead? Is common sense dead? Do these people literally just watch their TV screens and go, okay, all right, yeah, it doesn't make sense, but I'm going to live it. And I want this movie to end because I have lost respect for half of society.
Well, my friends, we've only got her till the bottom of the hour. We're back for a full hour soon. And she joins us. Leah Mathis, thank you so much for coming on. Wow, I know you're a talk show host in your own right, also do sports talk. But this is just crazy, and it's such common sense you're putting out. And I mean, I guess you got censored for that thought crime we just saw.
Oh, I get censored all the time, Alex. I'm used to it by now, you know. It's just, it's part of the game, I guess. If you're a truth teller, you have to get used to being censored because they don't want anything but the mainstream media narrative out there.
Well, they're trying to suppress you, and you're an amazingly articulate lady, so let them have it. But what about all the latest developments wanting to inject five-year-olds and up? The hospital's full of people with ADE from the vaccines, admitting record levels of myocarditis and heart attacks. I mean, we're living like end-of-day stuff if this keeps getting worse.
It's absolutely dystopian. I mean, it's Orwellian even. It's if you've watched or if you've read 1984, which I'm sure you have, we're living in those times right now. As far as everything being censored, they're rewriting the definition for vaccination. Now they're rewriting the definition again to fit their narrative yet again. The CDC has more power than the federal government, it seems. And the federal government just follows along with anything that they choose to do and whatever fits their agenda at the time.
How do we fight back against this?
You know, I think that that's everybody's question right now, and we feel helpless, and that's the biggest downfall. In this current time in America, as we all feel helpless, we don't know how to fight back. But the one thing that I can do is keep being vocal, keep spreading awareness, keep spreading information. Regardless of how many times they ban me or silence me, I'm going to keep coming back. They're not going to be able to succeed.
Now, tell folks about where they can find you, because so much of this fight is getting outside of social media networks and promoting radio stations, TV stations, people's private websites, folks setting up their own infrastructures like Band.Video. Because you're a super smart lady. Once I learned about you, I watched a bunch of your videos. I'm like, this lady does better videos than I do. And there's so many really amazing people like you out there that are being suppressed so folks don't hear about them.
Yeah, I mean, that's a part of the game. If you know... Well, better than anybody else, Alex, how they only want their narrative out there, and they only want their soldiers out there, the people that are going to parrot the mainstream media, the virtue signaling and everything else. They only want those people to have a platform, because I have been harassed and bullied by those people, and they don't get censored. But all I have to do is post an article about Agenda 21, or just most recently, I just posted something about the new patent that was approved for digital surveillance with a credit score. And it was banned community guidelines. How? It was an actual article. And it was an actual patent number. But that violates community guidelines. So as far as finding me, my only outlet right now is TikTok, because everything else has been banned. I'm a bad girl, I guess.
Well, what I like is that you're not backing down and you're persevering over and over again. So many well-spoken, articulate people get slapped down and they just go away. No, the answer is keep coming back with perseverance, because people are looking for the truth desperately right now.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. And if we roll over and do what they want, then we're submitting to the establishment and the system and what they want us to do. That's what they're trying to do with these illegal mandates and this criminal gaslighting and this berating and virtue signaling. They want to beat us down to the point where we feel defeated and we roll over and we give up and we just submit. And that is not what Americans stand for, and that's not who we are.
In fact, that's something I was planning to do today, but I always get behind and don't get to most of what I say I'm going to cover. But I saw this footage on Instagram of four lions bringing down a giant giraffe. And it takes them, you know, about 6 minutes to do it, holding each leg, putting weight on until it finally collapses, and they kill it. But that's what they're doing to America. There's all these lions attached to us, trying to pull us down, trying to destroy us, trying to make us collapse, trying to make us give up. But we've got to be aware of it and not give up.
Well, I like to think that we're the lions and they're more of the hyenas. But yes, I like that analogy for sure.
Where do you see things going with Biden? What else has A and then B? What else have they particularly censored? What hot buttons make them really afraid of you?
The border. Let's talk about the border. Let's talk about how the Obama administration deemed a immigration crisis at 1,000 immigrants crossing the border per day. And now during this administration, we're at over 6,000 per day. And it's no big deal. And then when Psaki is asked about when is Biden going to go visit the border, and she said, well, he's been to the border. And then she's, you know, rebuked with that statement saying, well, no, he hasn't. Not even as vice president was he at the border. She goes, well, he drove by. and they claim to be the most transparent administration in history. Well, that's not transparent. My 7-year-old lies better than Sokka. This border issue, this is willingly, this is on purpose, and it's criminal. It's treason. So I don't know how we're going to, going forward, we need people in Texas to step up. We need more government officials to sue this administration. We need more people to step up and take accountability for what's going on. But we can't, with the media working for this administration and censoring everything they do that is wrong. It's really hard. It's really hard. We have to have people like me. We have to have digital warriors. We have to have people on ground zero with their video cameras and their phones out there to get the information, because it's not going to get out there any other way.
Well, it's a premeditated, preordained program of Agenda 21 that you just mentioned to do this. It's called replacement migration. These people will never get jobs. They're here to be permanent clients of the system, just like Europe. And, again, the Democrats know the world's awake to them, so they're just trying to break the economy and destroy it as fast as they can. I want to get your take on Biden, the midterms coming up, and how they're going to segue out of Biden in the next 3 years. I don't see him staying there another year. Maybe I'm wrong. Leah Mathis will give us her take. You can find her on TikTok at Lele again with 3 N's at the end. And there it is on screen.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Well, we got fellow thought criminal Leah Mathis on with us, and I was asking her how we stop the tyranny, and during the break, she was laying it out, the real knowledge about who's in charge. And the main captain of this is Barack Obama. So you were laying out some of the inside intel for folks that aren't as informed as you are. Explain why things are so bad and how this is premeditated.
Well, if you know about the Smith and Mundt Act, it was actually originated in 1948, and it was to make sure that the media told the truth and they couldn't use propaganda to influence the people internationally and nationally within our own house. In 2012, Barack Obama actually revised that bill and took away the fact that you can't lie. He actually made it legal for the media to use propaganda to influence the American people. He calls it the Modernization Act. So apparently being modernized means that you can manipulate the people with mistruths and misinformation.
And that needs to sink in. I mean, speak more to that. And why that's so important.
So parents now are being labeled as domestic terrorists if they take on the school boards. Patriots are being labeled domestic terrorists because they go against the mainstream media narrative. This is all propaganda. This is to influence the masses to make the good guy seem like the bad guy. And this was the catalyst to make that happen. This is manipulation. This is brainwashing at its best. This is to for those who have intellectually malleable minds, you watch your TV screen and they tell you the sky is green. You're going to repeat the sky is green because if you repeat a lie enough, it becomes the truth. And that's exactly what they're doing to majority of the population that still believes that the media is honest.
Well, that's right. Techniques developed by the Pentagon of deception developed to fight Al-Qaeda, which was never used against Al-Qaeda, is now being used against the American people, and they're externalizing the method that gun owners, veterans, people that challenge elections, people that challenge lockdowns, or forced vaccine mandates are terrorists. Biden made that the official U.S. government policy in June, and now we're seeing the externalization of that hierarchy.
Absolutely. They're villainizing the people that actually are descendants of those that fought for this country. And they're the reasons why we don't speak with a British accent right now. We are the descendants of those people.
And let's think about that for just a moment. Literally, the federal government's hijacked. It's dissolved the borders. It's devaluing the dollar. It is selling us out to communist China. It is coming after us with poison shots. It is suppressing known treatments for COVID-19. The hospitals are full of people with ADE from the shots. And now they're coming and saying Americans can't have gas pipelines or oil under the UN, but Saudi Arabia needs to up its output. I mean, simply put, we're not just saying they're a foreign outside power. The Democratic Party works for the globalists that are ending the country as we know it. And what does an occupied force do? It declares the domestic real citizens terrorists. So it's just like the Vichy French in World War II. They'd already quietly sold out to Hitler. That's why the French military folded like a, house of cards. And then they were given control of the country by Hitler. And so that's what globalists are. They are collaborators that have sold out the country to multinational corporations.
Absolutely. And they're going to continue to do so until something happens where the people unite and we stand together. And they're seeing that slowly right now. It won't be televised. The revolution never will be. But you are seeing Black Lives Matter, arm in arm with patriots in New York City the other day, protesting these mandates. And it's only going to get bigger.
And in Atlanta and all. Exactly. That's really scaring the system.
Yes. Oh, that's their biggest fear. Their biggest fear is unification of Americans because they have worked so hard and they've spent so much money trying to divide us. And they still continue to do
Why do you think even the good Republicans like Rand Paul and others won't get into the Great Reset, the New World Order. When Klaus Schwab's like, this is our great government. We have seized America. I mean, he's on his website saying we control them now. It is we are going to shut their energy off and teach them that we are in command. And it's like some crazy German dude that looks like a James Bond villain. And then our own leaders are pointing out to Americans this is a foreign attack.
In my own personal opinion, as much as I've researched the deep state and the shadow government that we know is really running things, because Biden can't even form a coherent sentence, we know that he is not the one in charge making these decisions. I think that there's a lot of darkness that even we don't know about. And I think that if it was exposed, I think that half of society would not know how to absorb that information. I think that the people in power, there's a lot of rhinos, and that's actually why I left the Republican Party and consider myself a constitutionalist. But I think they're scared. I think there's a lot of things that go on behind closed doors, a lot of threats, a lot of blackmail, a lot of things like that, which, inhibit honest men from being honest.
Well, that's right. They already shot at Rand Paul and broke his ribs and punctured his lung. They already hit Scalise. They've already attacked him when he goes outside. And so, yeah, they're hunted. And the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL run the major Nazi groups in the country. And they'll just come shoot your ass. So, yeah, it's serious.
No, it's very serious. There's things, you know, it's a part of, George Carlin said it best, it's a big club and you ain't in it. And there are things that they do behind closed doors and even out in the open if you pay attention. Little hand symbols they'll make to each other and then their facial expressions change and they turn around quickly and you know, they are all flustered afterwards. You have to pay attention to the little things, the details. And they always tell on themselves. You know, they reveal the truth without trying to reveal the truth. You just have to read between the lines.
Well, you're absolutely right. Well, I want to get you up again, and hell, you ought to come co-host for us sometime or do the fourth hour, because you're being nice and pausing for me to talk, but we got 2.5 minutes to break. Hit us with another rant that they're trying to censor.
Another rant that they're trying to censor. Well, let's see. Well, let's talk about how the FDA panel was caught live on television when they were trying to approve the vaccine for 5 to 11-year-olds. And it was unanimous that they approved it. But then when they had that little videotape, one of the advisors was saying, how will we know if, the vaccine's safe unless we distribute it to the people? These people are trying to give our children mRNA when all the animals in the trials died. So what did they do? They just stopped those trials. And now let's just give it to the American children. Okay, the CEO of Pfizer has not been vaccinated. Pfizer employees are exempt from being vaccinated. Immigrants at the border are exempt from being vaccinated. And if you talk about that on any platform whatsoever, shut down for misinformation when it's all factual information.
And let that sink in, what you just said. The board members that just voted to inject 5-year-olds and up with an experimental shot said we won't know if it works till we give it to them, but they know in all the previous studies it kills the majority of the animals, in some studies all of them. I mean, wow, this is premeditated murder out in the open.
Absolutely. It's a war crime. We are at war, right?
Gut level, Leah, though, it seems like you're optimistic that we're going to win.
It's better to have faith, and I'm a faithful woman, and I believe that good resides over evil, and good will always win and triumph over evil. There's no way with all the people, and there's a lot more of us. I mean, we outnumber. We are the majority. These people that you see on TV over and over again, they are not the majority, no matter how hard they try to convince you that they are. They're not. We are the majority, and we will win. We win every time. I mean, we're Americans. We're undefeated.
Wow. Well, I'm sold, and I really appreciate you. Please join us again anytime you've got breaking news. That's Leah Mathis. You can find her on TikTok at Lee again with 3 N's at the end. There it is. Wow. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. We got the guy who was just on Tucker Carlson again, Dr. Darren Petty. He's going to be on talking about what really happened on January 6th. Stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to this message in the weekend of Friday, October 22nd, 2021. This is your last chance to get some of our best-selling amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com before they sell out, like DNA Force Plus, that is the ultimate formula out there for strengthening your telomeres and the very engines of your cells. I mean, it's got a big dose of the highest quality PQQ and CoQ10 and a bunch of other key ingredients that God gave us through nature that are simply amazing. It's 40% on office products that sold out for 6-7 months because of supply chain breakdowns, because we would not cut the quality of the ingredients. We could cut the quality all day and buy crap from China and never be sold out, but we're not doing that. This is the highest rated. It's 40% off. The sale ends on Monday. 40% off DNA Force Plus and a limited supply of Brain Force Ultra as well. It'll be sold out on Monday. It's 25% off. So support the InfoWar. We're getting great products at the same time. Thank you all for your support. InfoWarStore.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Dr. Darren J. Beatty is our guest.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So, I've been on air 28 years, and I've learned a lot. In fact, I've learned more in a year now than I learned in the previous 5 or 6 years. That's part of getting older and having experiences. But I remember in the 90s warning people about certain militias that were calling for violence and saying, clearly that's a Fed running those. And then all these other militias would say, you're against militias. You're against the Second Amendment. You must be a Fed. I'm like, no, I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe in lawful militias, and I believe citizens should be like civil defense, and I'm not even against people having militias. You know, if they're like a civil defense club and don't call for pipe bombing people. And then it would always turn out that indeed it was Feds running the groups who'd even been attacking me, saying, don't listen to Jones. You know, he's a Fed. Or Jones, more recently, he says Q is run by the deep state. Why, Q says Trump's invincible, and we know it was all a cutout. And so I've been proven right over and over again, but you've got to be an idiot not to understand this. We had a million people at the Trump rally at the Ellipse. The left's trying to conflate that with the 500, 600 that went to the Capitol. The majority of those waved in by police and were told to stand down. And being there that day, there were provocateurs everywhere saying, attack, attack. A bunch of them looked like Antifa. They were a bunch of, you know, theater geek types up on platforms saying, get in there, get in there. And by the time I showed up at the Capitol, I said, turn back, don't go in. We're going to have a Kent State. Somebody's going to get killed. And indeed, that happened. The reason I tell that story is this same thing that happened 20 years ago in the 90s or 25 years ago to me happened again. I started, you know, having people like Dr. Beatty on the show after he'd been on Tucker's and had big articles in Revolver. I started getting emails and calls saying, you better not say there were any feds there, or you're saying we're feds. And I said to those people, I'm not saying you're a fed. I'm saying clearly some of these people were feds. No, 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 there weren't feds provocateuring. Don't look into that, or you're saying we're all feds. So that same tactic was done again to me, and I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. This is a little weird here. So he only had, you know, 10 minutes or so on Tucker. And we'll go a little bit the next hour, and then Roger Stone's coming up with a lot of breaking news. So I wanted him to have a chance to talk more about this. But I'm not here like the French Inquisition or the Spanish Inquisition saying you're a fed, that's a fed, this is a fed. But I am here to be able to look at the evidence and talk about people that provocateured, like this Ray Epps guy, not being arrested. But Owen Schroyer, who was there and did nothing and told people not to go in, he's been arrested. And now they want to arrest me, they're saying. They're trying to claim I did this. So it's really wild to try to stop people going in the building, with police permission, by the way, and to be them saying, arrest me in the news. But then people that are like, attack, go in and burn it down, get them, get them. They're all protected. So Dr. Darren Beatty is a former professor of political science at Duke University who went on to serve in the White House as an advisor and speechwriter to President Trump. He's also the founder of Revolver News, revolver.news. So we're here talking about things we're not supposed to talk about, according to the super patriots, Darren. But you've been vindicated in the last 4 or 5 months exposing this. It's now come out that indeed there were feds and informants, and they did provocateur. And since you did that, it forced the FBI to come out and admit that myself and Trump and Roger Stone, because they've got all our phone records, were not coordinating what happened that day. That made us look like idiots. That was a disaster for America and for the 10-day investigation we wanted in the Senate. So I'm done ranting. I wanted you to be able to flesh out what's happened and unfolded since you were on Tucker a few days ago.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on. And this is a very important subject. As you pointed out, you've been knowledgeable and have known the basic truth about how the government infiltrates various militia groups for a long time. And this Revolver.news piece that you mentioned that covers this particular fellow, Ray Epps, and his apparent role in orchestrating the first breach of the Capitol, this piece actually concludes because Thomas Massie really drew attention to the Ray Epps article in his interrogation of the Attorney General Merrick Garland. And so our piece fittingly concludes with a little bit about Merrick Garland. And it, you know, really reminds people that this is not Merrick Garland's first rodeo. He's been involved in the quote unquote domestic extremism beat since the 90s when these infiltration operations really started to kick into high gear. So let's start from the beginning. Who is this fellow Ray Epps? I don't know if you've shown some of the video footage yet to your audience, but I think
yeah, we've shown in the last week quite a bit. We've shown your Tucker clips as well. But, yeah, that's important to add. No wonder they didn't want you investigating this, because since you did the best focus on this and Tucker did, this is now the subject of ongoing hearings in Congress with the Attorney General. So no wonder you're under attack, I'm under attack, Tucker's under attack, because we are right over the target on this.
Absolutely. So, I mean, let me just kind of contextualize what this video is. So in the mountains of footage that we have on 1-6 and the events leading up to 1-6, as far as I'm aware, this is the only footage of someone the day before calling repeated occasions to multiple different groups saying, we need to go into the Capitol. We need to go into the Capitol. There are all kinds of Trump supporters there. There's Black Lives Matter there. All these different groups that had all these different agendas. It seems like this individual, Ray Epps, was focused on one specific agenda, going into the Capitol. Now, it would have been one thing if it's just some crazy guy the evening before and that's the last that we heard of him. But on the next day, on that fateful day, January 6th, it's a veritable Where's Waldo? This guy, Ray Epps, is everywhere. He's directing people to the Capitol. In fact, as the president was speaking, he was directing people to the Capitol. He said, this is where our problems are. Go to the Capitol. Go to the Capitol. Then sure enough, seconds before the initial breach in the Capitol, Ray Epps is there. He whispers into somebody's ear. And then 2 seconds later, that person conducts the first breach.
That's right. He's right there when the first barriers are knocked down, when the first, quote, breach begins. I mean, this guy is a field marshal of this whole operation.
Right. And so a couple interesting things to point out, some very concrete and factual, some subjective, but very suggestive and I think important. The subjective part of it that I think I encourage your viewers to watch these videos.
And again, there he is directing him to ram a fence over a cop that's crushed under it. Why hasn't the FBI arrested his ass? It's on video. He provocateurs and commands people to ram over police, and then he's not been arrested, but Owen Schroyer is facing years in prison for nothing.
No, exactly. And this is something I want to get to very soon, but I just want to point out the subjective element is this, is that I do think there are a lot of people on January 6th. Emotions were high. The government's been screwing us. People were angry, and they got caught up in the crowd psychology, let their anger get the best of them, and they made maybe a foolish decision. Do they deserve to be labeled domestic terrorists for that? No, but people got caught up in the anger. The interesting thing about Epps, though, is that there's one word to describe his disposition and his behavior on that day. It's professional. This guy is not angry. This guy approaches the entire event with the cool detachment of a seasoned professional. He's very calm throughout. He's very authoritative throughout. People just listen to him. It's actually remarkable how people just listen to him. But he's very cool. He's very detached. He's very professional. And that kind of emotional detachment from the situation is in pretty stark contradiction to the radical nature of what he's actually suggesting. And I think that really is a huge red flag in terms of somebody being a provocateur versus being someone who's just angry and caught up.
Well, I remember seeing him and getting the willies like that day or the day before, thinking, what a look at him saying, that is a creepy bad dude. I mean, out of all the people, I'm not like paranoidly walking around looking for that. And the minute I saw him, alarm bells went off.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And look, and you see, he's right there as the very first breach of the Capitol occurs. Now, the question is, why is he a free man? Why isn't he hasn't he been arrested? Why do the feds seem to have no interest in him when they have interest in everybody else? They have interest in you. They have interest in Schroyer, everybody else. Well, that's a very interesting question. And in fact, to understand the full context of this question, you have to know that Ray Epps actually was among the first 20 people that the feds put on their January 6th most wanted list. They pretended at least that they wanted to know who he was. And then they did their stick where they say, oh, we're calling on the public to help us identify him.
All right, Dr. Beatty, stay there. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. This is really important. And then he'll be with us a little bit the next hour. Then Roger Stone's coming.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Also, one of the best writers over at Revolver.News. And I'm not ready to talk about all this yet because I want to see these people expose themselves. But I haven't even told Darren about this yet. But now that I see what the committee's saying and doing and what their, quote, witnesses are saying and what's being quoted, my worst concerns are starting to become clear that there was pretty much a group in the White House as well and without that was actually working with the deep state provocateur operation and planned for something far worse to happen that day. But by the grace of God, it basically was a dud, like an explosive that goes off, but it doesn't fully detonate. It was meant to be hundreds of times worse. And again, I'm not at liberty to talk about this yet, but I'm not stupid. And I've been around the block a few times and I'm not a paranoid person. I just go off the facts. And this was really, really a nasty operation. Now you've got these Pentagon whistleblowers that have come out and exposed the fact that there was people in the Pentagon that were manipulating and trying to set something up on January 6th as well. And so we're really blessed that this didn't turn out even worse. But going back to Dr. Beatty here, Doc, you were getting into the fact that this guy has not been arrested. He was on the most wanted list, but then they suddenly took him off. Please continue.
Yes, so he was on the most wanted list, and the FBI did their thing, similar to what they've done with this as-of-yet-unsolved pipe bomb issue, that they've claimed, oh, we really want the public's help in identifying this guy, and the Internet got to work, and it took the Internet like a couple days to identify Ray Epps, and crickets from the FBI. Now that he was identified, they seemingly had no interest in him, and then about 5 months later, they quietly and very mysteriously simply scrubbed Ray Epps off of their site completely. And one of the many scoops within the Revolver.News piece is we were able to interpolate the exact day that they scrubbed Epps off of there. And it happened to be the very day after Revolver.News ran a major investigative story on an Oath Keeper, the head of the Oath Keepers, which was, I think, very interesting timing. And so we don't know why they scrubbed it. The timing is very suspicious and, a lot of answers that we don't have. And I think it's worth kind of providing some context into this is to say that it's one thing for the feds to basically have known that something was going to happen on 1-6 and they did nothing to stop it. They just knew and they let it happen on purpose. That's damning enough due to the political ramifications of this new domestic war on terror against all Trump supporters. But it increasingly looks like the truth is darker still. And in fact, tracks much more closely with what we now know the feds' role to have been in the Michigan kidnapping case, which is not simply one of having passive informants passing on information to their handlers, but that we have key individuals playing proactive incitement roles in the event. And that's even more of a scandal than simply knowing and letting it happen. But that seems to track what we see. It seems to track what we know about Michigan. And it seems to track the entire history of the government's infiltration operations into the various militia groups, which Merrick Garland has been a key instrumental figure in overseeing going all the way back to the 90s, which is very important for your audience to understand.
Well, that's right. We were talking just a few days ago, me and one of my crew members, with a young man going through ROTC. He's about to be commissioned as an officer. And he said, even before this happened, going back about 2 years ago, before January 6th, 95% of their training is right-wingers and conservatives and gun owners and a revolution, how the military is going to have to crush domestic terrorists. So even before Trump got removed from office, the deep state, the bureaucracy, was preparing for a war with the American people. So obviously, just like Michigan, which did turn out to be a staged event by the FBI, they are doing that again here, and they're obviously planning it again for the midterms. That's my really big concern is that they're really gearing up through the groups, the Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, and others control.
Absolutely. And just on this point about the militia infiltration operations going back to the 90s, there's a mainstream researcher, real expert in quote-unquote domestic extremism called J.M. Berger, and he has an article on the entire history of the infiltration operations going back to the 90s. And he refers to an operation that I'm sure you're very familiar with and your audience, thanks to your extensive knowledge, is probably very familiar with, called PATCON. And his description of PATCON goes as follows. This is the domestic extremism researcher. He said, in 1990, the FBI began picking up on rumors about an effort to reconstitute a notorious terrorist gang known as the Order. To prevent the rise of a second order, FBI undercover agents would become it. To prevent the rise of another terrorist group, the FBI would have to become it. And sure enough, PATCON was launched with the establishment of a honeypot militia-type organization that was set up for the express purpose of an entrapment operation such as this. And so given the key and integral role that now A.G. Garland played in these infiltration operations in the 90s, we have to reformulate J.M. Berger's statement and ask very directly, very pointedly, very damningly, is it also the case that in order to prevent this fictional MAGA insurrection, the feds essentially had to invent one. They had to become the insurrection. And does that explain all of these damning examples of key figures who seem to play key roles in the events of 1-6 going free, feds not interested in them, and meanwhile, all the little figures, all the people who've done nothing, are a lot of them are rotting in jail, and there are a lot of people like you that have nothing to do with it that the feds are interested in for political reasons.
Well, we also have a lot of former veterans of PSYOPs, let me have it on screen right here from OAN earlier in the week, coming out and saying, this is classified stuff we developed. We never even use it on radical Islamists overseas. It was seen as too immoral. But he said they're now publicly using it, and he lists names against the American people. Again, that's deception and disinfo against us, claiming that we are evil and all these horrible things, and that is Pentagon-directed. So here's the Q movement. We know, yeah, they use 4chan and 8chan as the front, but that was former intelligence operatives, and I have the sources. I'm not supposed to give them out here on air, but we know the story of Q, folks. I told you this years ago, and it was actually the deep state Democrats with Barack Obama basically in control of Q the whole time.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't have any special insight into that. I would only say that if Q is actually an operation from the Pentagon, it's surprising in the very narrow sense that I'm amazed to see anything effective coming out from the Pentagon, because I'm simply not impressed with the intelligence of people at the Pentagon. So if they actually pulled off Q, then that's impressive in a certain way.
Well, but Doc, I mean, let me be clear. It was criminal elements using these systems, some in, some out, in different agencies, the CIA mainly, the Atlantic Council, people like that. But, yeah, they created an invincibility narrative of Trump, that Trump was secretly preparing a military coup. They even tried to present Trump later with this to get him to go with it so they could arrest him. They were trying to get Trump to try a coup so they could do a counter coup and bring in martial law.
No, I mean, this is very interesting. And so I'm not an expert in Q, but I'm just, I have a casual familiarity with it. And my sense is that part of its effectiveness is that it draws upon two illusions that are really seized upon by people on the right in the United States. And one of those illusions is that, like, the military is on their side, that the military is somehow going to protect them, that the military are the good guys. I think conservatives and people on the right desperately want to believe in this not only good but also competent military, when I think that all of the facts fly in the face of both of those narratives. I don't think that the DOD, certainly at the highest levels, are not advancing the interests of the American people. And as for the DOD's competence, well, I'd say just look to the recent example of Afghanistan, which is not terribly encouraging. But I think
Doctor, I 100% agree with you. And I think Trump, who I know you work for and I respect him as well, he bought into the military, was loyal at the top and were good guys when they were his biggest enemies, Milley and others. Stay right there. I want to come back and ask where all this goes now and what you expect them to pull in the next 12 months during the midterms. Because, I mean, their whole architecture, their whole posture is that the right-wing, you know, soccer moms are going to machine gun everybody and blow everything up. They're doing it with a straight face. And as you said, Garland was put in there because he ran these operations before with Eric Holder, I should add. So we'll be right back. Stay with us. Hour number four, Roger Stone as well.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.